Before we start meditation, I would like request everybody to open their eyes and just look at my hands. This is what we call as chin mudra, where the index finger is joined with the thumb and separated from the other three fingers. That is called gyan mudra or chin mudra. So this is considered very auspicious. You can close the door. In our meditation class, in our meditation practice, because the index finger is considered to be as ego, as pointing at others, and the thumb is the Brahman or Lord, because without thumb, the other four wing fingers don't work. So when the index finger is joined with Brahman or God, which is thumb represents that, the other three fingers represent the waking, dream, and deep sleep, or sattva, rajas, tamas. So when the ego separates from the three states, waking, dream, and deep sleep, or gross, subtle, and causal body, and combines with God, that is the jnana mudra. So today we'll practice that. And this is optional. If you wish to do it during meditation, you can, or if not, it's your choice. But this, lot of people use that because it helps them in meditation. So that's today, our shloka will be related to that. So eyes closed, back relaxed, but not stiff. But erect. Start with the firm resolve that I'll keep my body still and also my mind on the teachings and on the divine presence within. During the next 20 or 30 minutes. Consciously relax the body from head to toe and back from the toes to the head. Stop at every spot of the body, neck, shoulders, and so on. And relax. Whole body completely relaxed. Consciously take slow deep breaths. Complete attention on the breath and on the gap between inspiration and expiration, and expiration and inspiration. Slowly lengthen the pause, but only until you are comfortable. Today's shloka is from Dakshinamurti Stotra by Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji. Balya dishvapi jagratada dishutatha sarva swavastha swapi vyavritta swanumartamanahamiti antasvurantam sada Swatmanam prakati karoti bhajatam yo mudraya bhadraya tasmai shri guru murtaye namahitam shri dakshina murtaye. So Shankaracharya ji says, my prostrations are to Dakshinamurti Bhagwan, who is Lord Shiva incarnated as teacher. And what does he do? Balyadishu. So from childhood onwards, that means childhood, youth, middle age, old age, in all phases of my life, Jagrat Adishu. Jagrat, so waking, etc. So waking, dream, and deep sleep. So in all stages of my life and all situations, waking, dream, and deep sleep, etc. Sarvasu avasthasu api, in all states, in all my situations, where I am happy, sad, working, sleeping, lazy, successful, failure. In all states, at all times, this Dakshinamurti Bhagwan shines as the inner light of consciousness in all states. There is one consciousness that is aware of, because I still remember my childhood, my youth, middle age. I remember my waking dream and even deep sleep that I slept well. And I'm aware of my various states of joy, sorrow, heat, cold, success, failure. In all of this, there is this light of consciousness shining that is me, that is my true nature. And how does he make it known to us? Bhagwan Lord Shiva, he says, Swatmanam Prakati Karoti. He makes my true self available to me for understanding. How? By Mudraya Bhadraya, by the Chin Mudra we showed at the beginning, where the index finger is attached to thumb, which is Brahman, and separated from the other three, gross, subtle, and causal bodies. So when I connect my index finger to the thumb, I am connecting my ego to the inner self and separating from the other three bodies, the gross, subtle, and causal body. So in this meditation, we pay attention to that one light of consciousness that is constant. And that connects me through the various states, childhood, youth, waking dream, joy, sorrow, etc. So what is it that is constant in all these states, in all this? It's not the ego, it's not the body, it's not the mind and intellect. All of those are changing. And manifesting and then unmanifesting. Present and absent. So I'm aware of the changing because of this changeless factor that is me. So for the next few minutes, we will sit in silence and pay attention to that which is constant and connect the mind, the intellect, the ego to that inner self. Which is the divinity within, the Brahman, the Lord Shiva. So for a few minutes in silence, we will contemplate on that. If the mind wanders, bring it back to that self. शांति हरि ओम श्री गुरु। For the next week, pay attention to me. I am that light of consciousness. And in my presence, this body, this mind, this intellect, and this individuality that I, ego that I consider myself, all those changes are going on. But I, the light of consciousness, remain unchanged. So keep your attention on that as much as possible. And for your meditation, you may use the Chin Mudra posture with the finger attached, index finger attached to the thumb and separate from the other three, if it helps you in your meditation.